Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Jeremiah 32 verse 27 we read, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? The word for today is the third in our series on stress, S-T-R-E-S-S. R stands for remember past victories. Now notice how King Jehoshaphat prayed in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? If God has ever performed a miracle for you or anyone else, he can do it again. So read his word and strengthen your faith by recalling his great deeds. E is for exalt God above the problem. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 6, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Now in his anguish, Jehoshaphat asked rhetorical questions that exposed how big his God was compared to the problem. Sometimes it's difficult to look past the problem when the reality of it is so close. If you close one eye and put a coin over your other eye, you can blind yourself to something as big as the sun. Getting the idea? Then S is for soliciting the prayers and support of others. Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast through all of Judah, and they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat didn't ask the people for their opinions, but for their prayers, because that's what moves the heart of God. And the final S is for stand on the promises of God. And when you do, you can say like the psalmist did in Psalm 119, verse 143, as pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands. That's God's formula for stress. Now use it. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.